Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So, Steve, you took improv at Chicago. Was it Chicago?
It was Detroit. Second city.
Second versus the first. Isn't it the bankrupt city, Detroit?
Very bankrupt.
Very bankrupt. Yeah. They said even the police officers say come at your own risk.
Mm-hmm.
How bad was your set?
Did you actually pay money for this?
No, that's kind of critical.
I did. No, I'm just curious. Did it cost anything?
I did. What's funny is I was actually doing improv while I used to go to actually school for drama. That was my major. Way back.
Being a sanguine, I don't need a lot of educational drama, right?
Yeah, right.
See, I'm melancholy. So
yeah, right.
This is how you be funny.
Yeah, you didn't use
funny 101. Like, man, that was a tough class for me.
Yeah. So you're an actor.
Yes.
In study.
Yeah.
I mean, you were doing the whole thing, like waiting tables.
I was waiting tables.
Waiting for the acting career to break loose.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, my first play, I was Robin in Winnie the Pooh. You may not have known that.
He's like under shock.
That's really a tough cartoon. I couldn't handle that one.
But the awkward thing is, though,
it's just like the Pooh voice just bothered me. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
So who's Robin?
I don't know. Well, what am I?
You don't need to play the voice.
But you know what the crazy thing was, though?
And
you got to be a certain age if you remember Winnie the Pooh. I was actually taller than Kanga, the kangaroo.
This is a Winnie the Pooh as well.
No. Well, oh. If you think about it, Robin, in the storyline, Robin was like
a bear that had honey all the time.
Yeah. Well, in the storyline, Robin is like 10 years old. He's got friends. Tigger, you know, the guy that bounces
Tigger.
Around. Remember Tigger?
Actually, they were his toys.
Were they his toys?
Yeah, the whole thing was in his imagination.
Yeah, imagination.
The whole thing was, yeah.
But it was kind of funny. I remember Second Street. One of the biggest things that the critics...
It did not come from Second Street.
One of the biggest things that the critics hit us on was that I was taller than Kanga, which is like, well, that's not accurate. That's not accurate. And I was like,
you had critics?
It's a play. Oh, yeah. School newspaper.
School newspaper.
They tore us apart.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you handle that?
I was like, well, whatever.
Wasn't there somebody always trying to steal Winnie the Pooh's honey or something?
He was just always trying to get
He was always looking for it.
He was eating everybody's honey.
That's just one of the things that's just real difficult for me. I don't know what that was. But I did know this little girl, when she would dress, what things she would wear, she reminded me of that little animal that was with the clothes that she would wear. With the striped stuff. There was like a friend that Pooh, didn't Pooh have
Tigger?
A friend? No, it wasn't. It
Eeyore? Eeyore?
Oh.
You're what?
Eeyore was the depressed donkey. Eeyore, come on!
Oh, the donkey, no. I don't know what it was.
With a tacked-on tail.
I don't know. I could be totally...
Eeyore.
You see, that's what I'm talking about. In my head, it's like, tails are not tacked on. That doesn't work. It's called pin the tail.
They were stuffed animals. They weren't real.
This was not real.
They were his animal.
His Second Street.
His toys.
Wait a minute. You mean Winnie the Pooh wasn't real?
It was all a Fig Newton of your imagination.
It was a book.
So then, but how many times people, this is a media generation.
Mm-hmm.
This is a media generation, capital M-E, small edia. This is a media generation, you know, and it just, how many people just watch endless movies on their phones, on their iPads, on their TV, the theater. It's amazing. You would think that when this technology came out, nobody even go to theaters anymore. It's like, no, they just can't get enough of it. It's just like, just I want to see. And then TV is continually watching again and again and again. And it's like, and then all of a sudden you start thinking that life is like that. Life is the best take. And then you start getting depressed and thinking, well, my life's not like the movies. And, you know, he didn't come sweep me off my feet. He asked me if I needed to go out and work more. Or, I need to get a job. My dad told me to get a job. And in the movies I saw, that the kids were over the dads. And but really, when you watch a movie or a television show, you have to understand they may have shot that line that you laughed at 20 times. And we were watching the best takes.
Right.
You're watching the best takes. And it took an entire room full of people, mm-hmm. a motivator, a coach, years of training, the right lighting, the right sound, the right mm-hmm. mix, the right clap noise behind it, everything to make you feel like that. You don't walk around life with a laugh track.
You're trying to compare your outtakes to their highlights.
Well, it's just real. It's just real. Life is just real. And if you measure your life by the best takes, the me degeneration, you're going to be depressed because you're thinking like, I mean, because you can watch a movie. It's just amazing how your emotions, you're just going through all this kind of stuff. And you got to tell yourself, that wasn't real. That wasn't real. I wasn't floating through space. That wasn't real, you know?
That was a program. That wasn't actually real.
Captain Kirk here, right? Something like that. I don't know how it goes. Spock, right? Beam me aboard. Star Trekkers. Anyway, so it's the best takes of everything. Believe it or not, Star Trek had the best takes. Those are the best takes mm-hmm. in the 60s. And so
it was a set.
And so, yeah, a Rector set. And so you can't look at television. You can't look at movies. To somebody who spent 20 years writing a book, who somebody else put it into that, into a movie script, and then somebody else looked at it and changed it and morphed it and put in some additive things and threw in flowers and funny stuff and all this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden you're like, I just saw this movie about somebody losing their job, and it was just so romantic and exciting. And it was just, life's not like that. Life doesn't come with a laugh track. I mean, so we used to tell Megan when she was little, it was like, there's one stipulation for a joke, honey. It's got to be funny.
I heard about that.
Yeah, yeah, really?
You've heard that one?
Yes.
I've been told that.
And she would just deliver this joke, and we would just like, you know, you want to laugh, but it's like, we're just trying to find a moment in this thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, there's 50 of those. It's not going to work. But life doesn't come with a laugh track. It really doesn't. It doesn't automatically come with friends. You have to make them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't automatically come with income. You have to earn it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't automatically come with a house and all this furnished stuff in it. You actually have to buy the house and earn the money and pay the rent and pay the power and electricity. Uh-huh. Somebody goes, well, and I'm watching young people today in their 20s, this media generation, and they're struggling with, oh, man, but this is not like MTV. You know, this is not like, you know, this television reality programs, you know, even those are edited. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, oh, I got to pay bills and I got power and I got, you know, I got a food I got to buy and I got to change the kid's diaper again. It's like, that's how it's always been. It's always been that way. I mean, there was life without Pampers. There was life when you actually had a cloth mm-hmm. with diaper pens, and you have to go wash the thing out. Listen,
without a washing
machine. This is a media generation, and you can enjoy entertainment, but understand it is just entertaining you. You've got to get busy. Life requires you getting involved in it. Understanding it's centered not around me, like the media generation. It's centered around Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of life itself. And if you make him the center of your life and realize that life does not come with a laugh track, but it comes with a blessed track when you follow Jesus Christ, understand that your life will be filled with joy. It'll be filled with happiness. You go through some tough times, but Jesus says this, when those difficult times come, cheer up, because our Lord's overcome this life. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.